Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Chrysler Automobiles, and Howard joining us here live in Arizona.
Howard.
Where, yeah, we had a lot to talk about here, Howard. He talked to Peter King. He uncovered maybe a reason why the Eagles took a timeout in the Super Bowl. And, of course, Sirianni this morning. Howard, how we doing?
You know what? I'm wonderful. I hope you two geniuses are doing great. But here, I don't know the last time that I've ripped Kyle Quinn. He is a absolute stone-cold dope today.
What do you do now?
Well, I have to say that Joel did the grown-up thing. The grown-up thing was to not play against Golden State, but he wanted to score his points because he knew against Golden State they're an easier team to score against. And he shouldn't have played. He shouldn't have played one of those back-to-back games. That was the Phoenix was the third game in four nights. So take that off. So you have a few days off to get into Denver. It's ridiculous.
Well, Howard, sometimes you're wrong. You are spot on this one. Kyle is
the same way. Well, I don't know about that part, but the fact that you had an opportunity to me, Howard, to sway the voters. If you wanted to be the MVP, you had a chance to sway the voters.
You know, I don't give a damn about the voters. I don't give a damn about the MVP. It's about championships. And the Philadelphia 76ers haven't had a stinking championship for 40 years. Mm. 40. That's 40 for those people that can't count at that high. It's a joke. So that's what it's all about. I don't care about the MVP. All this MVP nonsense, I don't care. And if he lost it last night, it serves him right. First of all, if you look at the numbers, Jokic is just a better player. But that doesn't make you the MVP. But the reality is Jokic shoots 10% higher from the field. He's a better by 5% three-point shooter. He has more assists, more rebounds. What are we talking about?
Yeah, better here? Record too. Obviously, the better record too, which matters here. All right, Howard. Yeah, it's the whole thing is frustrating, and you got people just I was gonna say everyone defending Joel Embiid, but Howard, I heard this morning even your son said it was lame that he didn't play last night.
Lame.
Yeah. See, there's where the good parenting finally came in. Finally.
It took long enough, but finally he got through. All right, Howard. Let's talk some Eagles stuff as you're out in Arizona. So yesterday when you called in, you told us you kind of uncovered something about what happened in the Super Bowl. I saw your tweet about it. So explain what you found out, because it did turn out to be a timeout the Eagles used that really they could have used later on.
Yeah, first of all, there were a lot of mistakes in the game. And that one thing was the reason for the loss, not the false start, then the fumble, then the bad punt, then the bad coverage on the return. You know, you can look at all the bad coverage by Slick. We can look at a lot of things, but it was driving me crazy. And I finally found out, why did I call a timeout after a review where you have 2 minutes to get a play ready, the review of the Dallas Goedert catch in the third quarter? And they only had 10 guys on the field. One of the wide receivers didn't go back on the field. I'm telling you. And here's the reality of that. Now, not that they would have tied, not that they would have won, but they would have had 45 to 50 seconds left from the 25-yard line. If it's only a field goal, I think we all have confidence that Jalen Hurts could have gotten them in field goal range, especially with Jake Elliott as the kicker. So if that's the case, and then you go into overtime. But they didn't have that chance because that timeout was really important. Again, not one play, but that timeout was really important. And a wide receiver didn't go back on the field.
Yeah, Howard, that is frustrating. Let me ask you this from your perspective within this Eagles team and then over the years. Who is that on? Like, is that on the wide receiver? Is it on the position coach? Is it on Steichen? Is it ultimately on Sirianni? Like, who screwed up there?
Okay, Sirianni went ballistic, and he had good reason, but he always goes ballistic, which is not a bad thing. He stays under control during the game when he has to, but it's the responsibility of the wide receiver and the wide receiver coach. It has to be the wide receiver coach because he's got to get his group, make sure they're back on the field, but obviously he didn't notice that the receiver during the review came off and then never went back on. So it can't be Sirianni. I mean, he delegates responsibility. That's what your assistants are for. You delegate responsibility. It happened. You got to overcome. That was one of the more than a handful of mistakes. But that can't happen because at least you would have had a chance. And I know they had to just kind of think about that as well as other things after the game.
You know, the question I have for you, Howard, I don't know if you know this or not, but Nick Sirianni wasn't in the coach's picture. What the heck Nick Sirianni down there doing, man, where he missing the coaching picture and he's late to his press conference? What's going on down there, man?
Okay. Yeah, I took a picture. I was out there yesterday when they were there taking a picture. I got a picture, and I was really going to play games on Twitter. I'm going to say there was three coaches' mission. And Nick was one of them. I said, well, I guess they fired Nick Sirianni. I couldn't do that. So I just didn't send out the picture. I did find out what happened. Mike Vrabel was one of the other coaches. I was told who the third coach was. But Sirianni and Vrabel were talking football stuff, and they lost track of time to come out for the picture. So I saw Mike Vrabel later in the day. I said, it's your fault. He wasn't in the picture, and he looked at me. He says, what do you mean? I says, Nick Sirianni and you were BSing, and, you know, he's not there for the picture, and you weren't either. I don't care about you, but I care about Sirianni. And he just looked at me, laughed. I says, I'm just putting it on you. I'm just putting it on you. So that's what happened. That's why he wasn't there. But not the end of the world. You know what? In today's world, you can just kind of – you know, put it in there. You can doctor up the picture and just put him in there.
I know somebody with the Eagles used to do that every year. We ain't gonna say no names though, but I think I know you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So in the future we'll see him there. Like, wait a second, that looks kind of weird.
I'm telling you, they got to take a picture of Nick and just kind of throw him in the picture at the end there.
one of the ends. They could do that.
You know what?
You would kind of slide it in because Mike McCarthy was at the end, and that dope is so big that you wouldn't notice that you slid in.
Howard,
he's the dopest of coach.
Well, that's true. So you were there with the press conference this morning for Sirianni. We played it here. What was your takeaways? What he said today and what you heard? I mean, a couple of things stood out to me. You know, Sean Desai, you know, kind of talking about how he's going to run a similar defense to Jonathan Gannett, so won't be much change. And Howard, the other thing, he was asked about the running backs, and he said good things about Penny. He always wanted to coach him and Kenny Gainwell. But he also used, he said Ezekiel Elliott's an outstanding player, that he's still out there in free agency.
Stop. What's he going to say?
Well, I mean, he was very complimentary of Zeke.
Cooked. That's COOKED. Cooked. D-O-N-E. Done. All right? What's he going to say? Well, he sucks. We don't want him. He's not going to say that, you know, because that agent might be somebody who represents the Eagles, represents a player that the Eagles someday want. You don't piss off anybody. And so just if you're going to run with it, good. You know, run a marathon. Because that's what you guys are going to do with it. It'll take that long.
I just found it interesting.
I'm telling you, I started rolling my eyes when he started saying that. I was, and you saw me sitting next, and that was the only seat left. I didn't sit next to him because I wanted to. It was the only seat left when I – and I got there early, and those guys were there. I was there at 6:30 our time this morning out here. But it was just rolling. I'm rolling my eyes. It's a joke. But what – he talked – at the end, he talked about Mariota. And there's – I didn't realize there's a lot of coaches with the Eagles that not only – went out and Nick Sirianni scouted him when he was coming out of Oregon. And then there's coaches that work with the Eagle. I think he named like four guys that worked with Mariota where he's been. So they really like, and he fits right in. And again, it's a backup. So it's not a big thing, but it's still a backup in case you need him for a few games. So, you know, so that I didn't realize there was that many guys with the Eagles that had worked with Mariota and really liked him. So I mean that's a good fit, but yeah, they're not done. We're still in March. They're not done. But the other thing's in. He's got energy. I mean, I brought up the fact, and I don't know what it is, and nobody knows what it is. And I was talking to Sean McVay yesterday, the coach of the Rams, who I got to know really well. And the next year, now they won the Super Bowl, and they had a disaster the next year. Well, they had problems. But why has a team that has not won the Super Bowl only been back twice in the last 28 times that happened? Why? And he doesn't know. I mean, you're just going to approach it the same way as he always does. And the guys have energy. And he's got guys like Kelce in the room. And he didn't want to identify him as the leader because he thinks he's got more than just one guy. But they're just going to approach it the same way. But I think it shocks coaches, or it surprises coaches. Shocks is a strong word. Surprises coaches that's been the case, and nobody has an answer. I've talked to a whole bunch of coaches out here, and a few of them I've mentioned that, and I don't get it. But I mean, it's a fact. I mean, the Phillies are in the same situation. The team that's lost the World Series, and Joe, you looked it up. I think when I was working with you one night, the teams that have lost in the World Series have only won twice in the last 30 years. The next year,
yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what it is, but. You know, there wasn't a lot that came out of it. You want to take with the Zeke Elliott thing, you know, be Forrest Gump and just run forever, will you?
Well, that's what we do. It's WIP. We run forever. I mean, we just keep going here. Yeah, Howard, I don't have an answer either. It feels like it's just hard to go the distance again in the NFL. It's just hard.
I know. It's just, and again, I was talking to, that's what's good about coming out here. I know most of the coaches. So I talk to them. I know some of the general managers. And nobody has an answer, but the one thing that they did say, it is so hard to get back. Maybe the most difficult sport when you think about it, because in every sport, there's like five or six teams, right? Not in the NFL, there's probably 8 to 10 that have a real chance to go to the Super Bowl and somebody surprises you. So there's just more teams in the mix, which makes it even more difficult. You know, I was talking to Doug Peterson last night, and I said, you know, you guys are going to have a good year. And I said, I'm just basing it on the over-under number. The over-number for their wins is 11.5.
That's gigantic. And I mean, that's a gigantic number, yeah.
I know. And he says, I look at that number. I says, you do? He says, yeah. Last year, he said, and he knew it. Last year, he says, we're only 6.5. I said, and then he started rattling off the teams in his division. They do have a very bad division. Tennessee's not even that good anymore.
Mm-mm.
So they don't have a lot of teams in there. But that's a healthy number. The Eagles' number is healthy. It's 10.5, too, which the West, you know, the three West Coast trips, including Kansas City. By the way, I told Andy Reid last night, congratulated him again. And I said, by the way, when the Eagles come out to Kansas City, the Eagles win that game. Just letting you know, I said, it's a hell of a trade-off. You get the Super Bowl and they get the game during the season. But the Eagles are winning that game. And, Joe, you know I already made that.
I know you did, Howard. That's been on record for a while.
I'll tell you something else. The general manager, and Hugh, I don't know if you – did you know Brett Beach? Was he there when you were there at all? Or you were gone. Okay.
No, he
wasn't
there.
Okay, he was with the Eagles at one time. He's the general manager, and obviously he works really well with Andy Reid. He couldn't say enough really good things about Jalen Hurts. He said he made some passes in that Super Bowl. I said, my gosh, you know, because he knew he got better, but he didn't realize how much better that he did get. And he said he made some passes that amazed me. So, you know, it's kind of things that that you pick up here. And Peter King addressed his bastardization of the rule.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that.
He was so out of it. He says, hey, I give the Eagles credit, but somebody's going to get hurt. And I forgot about the play in the Super Bowl when a 300-pound guy tried to jump over the line. He says, somebody's going to get hurt. He says, it's not going to change, and I get it. But until somebody gets hurt, they're not going to change the rule. And I don't know how you change it. I don't know how you officiate the rule to change it, to officiate it. Because guys can come crawling up behind. And Tom Brady was doing it for years.
Right. It's a quarterback sneak. It's been in the NFL forever.
I think it's an abomination.
he feels some kind of way about it, a strong way.
Unbelievable.
A real strong way.
I know. So I had fun out here just talking to these guys, just picking up little tidbits. But Peter King, I said, Peter, when I went up to him yesterday, I said, I got to talk to you about the bastardization of the rules. And he started laughing.
It's a bastardization of the rules.
At least he's having fun with it. But that's a strange hill to die on, though, Howard. That's a real strange hill to die on.
It's really great.
All right, Howard, before we end our conversation, I just want to throw this at you because this just broke a few minutes ago. Adam Schefter has this. I want your reaction to it. So the Josh Harris – Mike Mitchell Rails Group, which now includes Magic Johnson. They've got Magic Johnson officially has submitted a fully financed bid that meets Daniel Snyder's $6 billion asking price. So right now, Josh Harris is part of the team that has met the asking price. What's your reaction to Josh Harris if he becomes the owner of the Commanders?
I think it's great for the Eagles because he might be one of the worst owners in sports, one of the worst owners. The fact that he didn't come, or David, and I like David Blitzer, but neither one of them come to the 40th anniversary of the only championship team they've had in 40 years. But it's funny, I saw Ron Rivera this morning. I asked him if he had heard anything. He says, no. I said, I don't think you want Josh Harris. It's just because he cares about his money, but I don't know if that's good for you. But I'm not surprised. Apparently nobody else. Amazon didn't want to give up. I guess they own, whether they own the Washington Post.
Yes.
So he didn't want to give up the Washington Post, which he would have had to do. I think it's great for the Eagles. It's a terrible ownership group. Terrible.
Yeah, I also think it's a disgrace to the city of Philadelphia. You can't own the Commanders. It's a disgrace.
I talked about it when I was on my show on Saturday. How can you root for an owner? How can you root for the Sixers, who owns a rival of the Flyers, even though the Flyers are irrelevant, and possibly would own a rival of the Eagles? How can you root for that guy?
You can't.
He has nothing to do with Philadelphia. That's why the arena situation is a complete farce. Oh, we're going to make Philadelphia a better place. What do you care about Philadelphia? You're never here. And you live in Miami. The other guy lives in New York. I mean, it's just he's an absentee owner. Wherever he is, it's all about the money. And it has nothing to do with winning a championship. That's why I think we all should respect John Middleton. John Middleton said, I'll always be a billionaire, but I won't always be a champion. And that's his primary goal. And that is not the primary goal of Josh Harris. So if he gets the Redskins, hey, go for it. That's just another team. Dallas is out of the mix as long as Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy is there. The Redskins or the Commanders or whatever the hell their name is, they're out of the mix. And the Giants have Daniel Jones, so they're out of the mix.
You know what? You spun it to a good thing. Howard, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy Arizona, all right?
Have a good one.
You guys, take care of Kyle Quinn and take him to the woodshed after the show, will you?
All right. It's a deal. There he goes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.